My birthday tends to be a pretty great day in our house.
This is what you want? A little of that, a little of that for you?
36 today.
You don't look 36. Like when I close my
eyes. I'm your biological son.
You want to come in?
Okay.
I can't fall for a fat person right now.
I guess I'll lose the weight then.
The only good things are going to happen here today.
This Is Us, Tuesdays this fall on NBC.
Hey, what's up, everybody? My name is Brancy, and welcome back to another This Is Us review show. Tonight, I'm going to be talking about this week's episode of This Is Us, titled The Game Plan. And wow, this was another amazing episode from This Is Us. I'm loving the show so far. A lot of this episode takes place in the past. So we see a lot of Jack and Rebecca this episode, and the way everything tied together was really amazing. So a lot of what has to do with the Pearsons is football. And it's a very integral part of their relationships with each other and also played a big role in what happened in the episode. So Jack and Rebecca take up a large part of the episode, and this is actually before Jack and Rebecca have the triplets. So this is before pregnancy even. So, it's very interesting to see because it seems like Rebecca doesn't want to have children. And, you know, Jack's trying to talk to her about this because he definitely wants children and he is trying to figure things out. And the whole episode, they kind of, you know, go back and forth between it. All of this takes place at the Super Bowl, which is quite interesting. They're watching the Super Bowl at a bar, I believe it was. So they kind of, you know, go back and forth through the episode, but by the end of it, you know, Rebecca tells him, you know, I believe in us, and when I think of our future, I see us with children. So she just wasn't ready at the time, I believe, which is interesting because as we learn in Kate's monologue towards the end of the episode, she was conceived in a bathroom while the Super Bowl was on. So we know that when Jack and Rebecca sleep together in the bathroom, during that, like, basically right after Rebecca says that to him, they actually conceive their children, which is kind of interesting. So there's that. But moving on to present day. So we have Randall and Kevin's storylines pretty much intermingling now that Kevin is staying with them. He, you know, tells Beth and Randall that he feels lonely. And it's very interesting because it seems so often that the people that have everything are the ones that feel the most alone. So he talks about how he has this great big amazing suite at the hotel, but he just feels completely empty. So Randall and Beth actually decide to take a night off and go stay in the hotel room while Kevin does the cool uncle thing back at home. So they actually end up going to stay at the hotel where Beth tells Randall that she has been late on her period. They go through this whole thing about deciding about whether or not they even want to have children right now. And during the whole thing, they kind of realize that it was not planned and, you know, it would be an inconvenience, but they still love each other enough to make it work. Thankfully, they don't have to because the test comes back negative. So I think it was just a kind of pregnancy scare thing that they had going on. But the two of them kind of strengthen their relationship a little bit through everything that goes on. Back at home, Kevin is attempting to learn his lines with the girls, and they are helping him, you know, try to figure out what the play is about. And, you know, the whole topic of death comes up, and, you know, about William specifically even, because they're like, is grandpa gonna die? And a very awkward conversation with the girls about death. Yeah, not sure about that, Kevin. Not very delicate at all. Definitely a good thing that he's not the father in this situation. But, you know, they have this really profound talk about life and death, especially when he's talking about the painting. If you remember the life painting, and everything that he was saying was really profound. So I think it's interesting that he puts on the persona that he needs so much help, and, you know, that he's less intelligent than he is, because from what I've seen, he is very intelligent and he hides that for some reason, and I'm not sure why. So maybe we will get more about that as we go on. What's interesting is that I thought Kevin was the person that I was going to connect to the least. However, I am seeing some really amazing plot points come from him. So I think that's very interesting. So we will see what goes on with Kevin in the future. Next week looks interesting for him. So let's take it back over to the West Coast and finish up by talking about Kate and Toby. So we find out that Kate has this tradition to watch the Steelers football games by herself because it really connects her with the relationship she had with her father and her mother. And, you know, Toby just doesn't understand that that's something that she does to stay close to him. And honestly, I have never felt more connected to Kate than in the moments where she tells Toby, you know, like, this is what I do. I need to watch this and be focused on this. And I was like, honestly, that's me. Like, when I watch television shows and movies, because it is something that is so meaningful and deep to me, I like to focus wholly on it and I like to concentrate on it, and I don't like interruptions. And God forbid if somebody ever tried to pause the TV while I was trying to watch a TV show, I would probably lose my mind too. So I definitely felt connected to Kate in that moment. But you know, they kind of work through it with Toby, and you know, by the end of it, we actually get confirmed. And I had been suspecting this because I just thought that it would be insane to think that Jack and Rebecca got divorced. I just didn't see that as a potential plot point. And you know, my suspicions were confirmed. Kate, you know, basically says that Jack has been dead, and the only thing is that I'm not sure how long he's been dead. I think that she mentioned something about watching a game with him in 2006, so assuming that we are, you know, in that they are caught up with our timeline, then that would put Jack at about at least 10 years that he was last alive. So I'm not sure if that's exactly what she said, but that, I think that that's what she said. So that gives us a little bit of a time frame. I am wondering if Jack and Rebecca did get divorced, or if he passed away and she and Miguel kind of just drifted together because of the connection they had through Jack. I believe that there are a lot more surprises in store for us, especially considering the fact they are not even done filming the season. So I know that we're going to have a lot of plot points that are questionable to us now, probably explained in the future. So I'm excited to see everything. This was a great episode. There's not a lot to actually discuss because we didn't have as many, you know, iconic moments and really powerful scenes than we did last week. But, you know, I really liked the episode and loving the show. Next week looks interesting, so we will talk more about it then. Thank you guys so much for listening, and if you want to find more of us, you can go to thevro.com, where you can find more podcasts like these, written blog reviews of your favorite TV shows. You can also find movie reviews, convention information, interviews, all kinds of stuff, so make sure you go check out thevro.com. You can also find us on our social media, Variety Radio Online on Facebook. We are at thevro on Twitter, and we are Variety Radio Online on Instagram and Tumblr. Remember that you can leave us a comment, tweet us, message us, anything like that if you have any thoughts on the latest This Is Us episode, and we will read them on air next time. Thank you guys for listening. My name is Brancy, and this has been a This Is Us review. See you guys next week. Goodbye.